Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard Sports Overnight America, Thursday into a Friday. And a great job out of Blake Byrne tonight. Excellent job with Steve Anderson. That was a, if you didn't hear it, that's going to be worthy of a weekend replay, no doubt about it. Yes, so we talked the world of sports. We are going live to Miami. Tyler Levine will be on the line. We'll also get Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. His job is not over yet, even though Georgia is out. He'll have all eyes undoubtedly on Texas, Ohio State. But Penn State, Notre Dame, front and center, and away we go. And I don't even know if it's late breaking news, but it sounds like the flu has made its way through the Notre Dame camp. They're saying reserve players hit with the flu. Well, you know as well as I do, you know, I don't care if the guy's your fifth string cornerback or if he's, you know, if he's Rudy and he's on the end of the bench, if he's infected and he's touching things and people are, you know, going hand to mouth and blah, blah, blah. This is potentially a disaster. Now, as a Notre Dame apologist, I'll look for any excuse, right? But no, seriously, that is kind of the late word that has kind of come out of South Florida. Hard Rock Stadium, Tyler Levine with us, Mike Griffith as well. We will break it down, all the X's and O's, and stay with us throughout the night. Of course, alternating hours, we will keep you updated. Because, listen, the NFL playoffs are right around the corner, Pittsburgh-Baltimore. I mean, just so many compelling matchups. And Monday night, you know, Minnesota and the Rams, I don't see how that game gets played at SoFi. It sounds like they're going to hold on for dear life, because that's a huge advantage. In my opinion, that's a huge advantage for the Rams. If that game is moved to State Farm in Glendale, that's a huge plus. The Rams play there occasionally, obviously against the Arizona Cardinals. Now the Vikings, of course, have played there, and you can say, well, guess what? It's a football field. It's lined. It's 100 yards, 10 yard end zones, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what you say. That's a nice little edge for the Rams. So the NFL is going to have to keep a very snug, tight rein on that. So we shall see. All right, Mike Griffith up next with Tyler Levine. Tyler stays from the bottom of the hour, and then Dom Jimenez and myself will bring you home on a Thursday into a football Friday here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight, presented by Geico and Geico.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hey,
airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
All right, talking the world of sports, Sports Overnight America, across the country, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio. Obviously, we do it on our app, too, Sports Overnight America. We are around the globe. Thank you so much, American Forces Network, and, you know, worldwide, and all those at land, at sea, even in submarines. That's how they get the American Forces Network, and we're just grateful. Mike Griffith, Atlantic Journal, Atlanta Journal Constitution. He joined us, a little tongue-tied here, and away we go. Michael, good afternoon, good evening. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, we got Tyler Levine standing by in Miami. Let's see if we can get him in here. We'll go back and forth. Tyler, do we get you loud and clear as you get ready for a big one tonight, Penn State and Notre Dame? How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing great. The environment here is unbelievable. Ton of white here. The Penn State fans are bringing the white out to the Hard Rock Stadium, which is, you know, notorious in Happy Valley, but seems like everyone communicated. It's a great environment, and I'm excited for a good football game.
All right, you stand by. We'll get you. We'll go every other question. We're grateful for Mike Griffith here. Michael, let's start with you. We're down to the Final Four. What do you see? Boy, the other side of the bracket, Ohio State, Texas, seems to be getting most of the attention. Let me hear from you, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I understand why. You know, you look at the amount of talent on those teams and frontline talent, and certainly Texas and the Ohio State, they have a lot of those NIL players. You know, maybe at Notre Dame and Penn State don't seem quite as sexy, but I'm not so sure. You know, I think Tyler's at a really good football game tonight, and I'm intrigued to see if James Franklin, you know, can shake that underachiever label off. This is a big opportunity for Franklin and Penn State. They can hurt you a lot of different ways. I think their offense is a little underrated. Notre Dame's not going to win many games with 244 yards of total offense. I don't think anybody else is going to give a game away like Georgia did with that kick return for a touchdown and two turnovers. The Irish were living right. The luck was with the Irish. Tonight, it's going to be interesting to see who wins at the line of scrimmage. I'll be interested to get Tyler's take on this because I think this Penn State team is capable of the upset.
All right, Tyler, what do you think? And we're also hearing late word that the flu has really hit Notre Dame, reserve players, but I don't care if it's Rudy at the end of the bench. If someone's infected, that is a very, very, and it's going around the country. Tyler, go ahead. What are you hearing? And you just heard what Mike said. He's interested to hear what you have to say, and I am as well. Go ahead. Let's hear it, Tyler.
Well, I think the key for Penn State is going to be keeping Leonard in the pocket and not letting him get those yards while he's scrambling. If they can keep him at bay and hold Love like they did, I mean, they held Ashton Gentry to pretty much a nothing burger if they can stop the run and make Notre Dame throw the ball over and over again and get that predictability, I think they have a chance to win this one. If Notre Dame establishes the run early and if they can make noise on broken plays, I think it's going to be very tough for Penn State. I think what is going in Notre Dame's favor is the path that they've had to this game. They just played a very good Georgia team. I don't care that they had a backup quarterback in. That backup quarterback beat Texas in an SEC championship game. And Penn State, they played very inferior opponents to me. SMU and Boise State are not the program that Notre Dame is. They don't recruit the same. They don't have the same level of talent, regardless of Ashton Jenkins, how good he was all season. My Heisman vote, in my opinion, you know, this is a completely different ball game. And this, you know, Mike said it best, this is Franklin's chance to win a big game. I've said it all week. Penn State, I don't care that they beat SMU. I don't care that they beat Boise State. Those are big moments and big opportunities. It's not a big game against a similar caliber team. And this is their opportunity to make it to a national championship game in the first year of the 12-team playoff and put that noise to rest.
Interesting. You know, Mike, how much do you weigh the fact that SMU and Boise State don't, you know, it's not scorched earth underneath their cleats? And obviously, you know, Notre Dame beat Indiana and beat a very good Georgia team. So how much weight do you put into that, Mike? It's a good point. Let me hear.
Well, I think it is a good point. You know, I don't know those first two games were as physical for Penn State. I think that's good. You know, you look at Notre Dame and, you know, they lost their best defensive player against Indiana. You know, their home run hitting running back Love, I know he's been injured this week. They've had some key attrition. I think that adds up. Where I think Penn State is a healthier team. I also like the Penn State quarterback better, the way he throws the football. You know, Riley Leonard didn't really have to throw the ball against Georgia. They really benefited from that kick return for a touchdown. It gave him a comfortable lead. Where Notre Dame's offense wasn't really pressed. And I'll be interested to see, like Tyler said, if Penn State can press Riley Leonard into throwing the ball. Now, Leonard is a very good decision maker. This is a really bright kid. He's got good mobility. He makes good decisions. The Irish aren't going to beat themselves. The question is, can Penn State apply enough offensive pressure to make the Irish have to score with them through the air? And I don't know what the game and the surface conditions are like down there in Miami usually, or Miami Gardens, usually a pretty fast track. I think that will also help Penn State out a little bit tonight.
Real quick, Mike, and I'll let Tyler jump in for one final question, but do you see a high-scoring game tonight? I mean, I don't know how to see this game. I really don't. My gut tells me this could be, you know, even though Notre Dame is independent and Penn State's not afraid to play the smash mouth, I think Alar might be a little bit of an edge at quarterback. What do you see tonight? High scoring, or what do you think? A grinded out game, or what do you think, Mike?
You know, I'd say mid-20s. Now, turnovers could certainly affect that. You know, Notre Dame lived off the Georgia turnovers, the dogs turning it over inside. And excuse me, everyone here in Georgia is still in shock. I'm having to recap this every time I turn around, and they say, now, how did we lose that game giving up only 244 yards and no passes over 14 yards? I said, well, let me go over it again because I'm still, you know, in my mind, I'm still trying to sort. I just think Penn State's offense is going to be sharp enough to put some pressure on Riley Leonard. I don't know what the Irish have behind Love. I thought so much Jeremiah Love, but he's banged up right now. Will the Irish have the answers to play a game that, Marty, I think is going to be in the mid-20s? This has a 28-24, 31-27 feel to it.
Interesting. Tyler, finish up with Mike, man. You guys are doing great. Live in Miami, down at Hard Rock Stadium there in Miami Gardens. Tyler, finish up with Mike, if you could, please.
Yeah, I think if Notre Dame is going to win this game, it's going to have to come down to stopping Warren. For me, obviously the turnover battle is as important as ever. It is in every game, especially in these moments with momentum. Everything's on the line. There's a neutral field. There's no home field advantage anymore. If they can find a way to limit Warren to catches, yards, touchdowns, whatever it is, and I'm curious to see the game plan of that because it's impossible to ignore. I mean, 98 receptions, almost 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns. For me, if Notre Dame can play a clean game, if Love can help establish the run, and if Riley Leonard is able to make plays quick plays on his feet, not be caught in the pocket, and be able to get some of those rushes off on broken plays, they can win this game. If Penn State plays a clean game, They play hard defensively, and they're able to limit Riley Leonard in the pocket and put pressure on him. I think they can get away with it. I do like a high-scoring game here, though. I just think that in this type of environment, in this moment, it is the first semifinal of the fall team playoff. The atmosphere here is immaculate, and I think that the players and the coaches are going to feed off that, and they want everyone to have a show here tonight, and I think we're going to get one.
All right, Tyler, you sit tight here. Mike, give me a quick hit. Give me 40 seconds, 45 seconds, if you could, please, on tomorrow night, Ohio State, Texas. Give me a trend or two that you think may come into play tomorrow night. Let me hear, Mike.
Well, to me, it's all about the Buckeyes. Are we still going to get the mad Buckeyes? I call them the mad Buckeyes because the mad Buckeyes play with a different level of intensity. They've got something to play for. They band together. They had that embarrassing loss to Michigan. It's never going to go away. Even if they win a national championship, it's going to be a yeah-but kind of season. I've experienced that here at Georgia. This is a mad, capable football team. Now, I will say this. Texas has the talent, and I put Texas fans on notice. I'm a little reluctant to give Texas their SEC stripes. I didn't feel like they really earned them this year. They only beat one SEC team that had a winning record. But if the Longhorns can represent the SEC with a victory tonight, they will earn their SEC stripes in the respect of all these SEC fans right now that are trying to explain how the league beat each other up so bad they couldn't be effective in the playoffs. So the Longhorns have the talent, but they're going to have to play tough. And so far this year, Texas has been soft in the big moments. They need to buckle it on and get ready for the Buckeyes. If it's the mad Buckeyes, it won't matter. But if the Buckeyes let up just a little bit, Steve Sarkisian's got the horses there at Texas to score the upset.
Good stuff, Michael. You are the best. We absolutely love having you on. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, Michael. Great job out of you. And Tyler. Tyler, you sit tight. We'll go back down to Miami Gardens live, presented by GEICO and GEICOinsurance.com. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Countdown to a national championship in college football.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight across the country and around the globe. iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio. You can stream it at sportsbyline.com. You can also get it on our app, Sports Overnight America, and sportsovernightamerica.com. All sorts of ways to find the show and get the live stream and archive shows on the app and the website, like Blake Byrne, who did a great job tonight. And I enthuse and infuse you with the idea that he had a hell of a show tonight. And just really good stuff. So check it out. All right, let's get Tyler back on the line for a few more moments. There are so many little dot, little news items to get to, but let's just kind of reset as we count down to kickoff, kind of give us for the new people joining in now, what you see, and have you heard anything about this flu bug that has worked its way through the Notre Dame camp? And I would say if it's Notre Dame, why wouldn't Penn State be afflicted by it? I don't know if this is just, you know, talk or just, you know, people floating out rumors, you know, fake news, blah, blah, blah. What have you heard, if anything? And if nothing, then so be it. Let me hear.
I haven't heard much. I don't, from my understanding, there might be a couple guys who have fallen ill, but it's not going to affect the main starters. It's not an issue. This is it's a level playing field on a neutral site. What I've seen here is a lot of white T-shirts for Penn State. I see the Notre Dame fans as enthusiastic as ever. Well, a couple of leprechaun costumes. I got a guy right next to me sitting in the Michigan outfit as well, hat and jacket, which obviously makes me happy, but it's a good environment, and it's just going to be a great football game tonight. What a place to have the first ever semifinal game of this 12-team playoff era, and it just feels like a classic matchup, Penn State versus Notre Dame. It's going to be unbelievable, Marty, and I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, give us an idea of weather. Everything good? Nice, balmy temperatures? Give us a kind of a scene setter, if you could, and then a few more questions, and I'll let you go. But kind of give us a weather setting, if you could.
It could not possibly be a better night for a football game. It is a cool 60 degrees. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It is absolutely beautiful. For both these teams, they'll feel like this is summer weather, being that they're playing in Pennsylvania and Indiana. But, you know, for me, living in Miami, I'm a little chilly. But, I mean, it's beautiful. No wind, no rain, nothing. Just cool temperatures. Players will love it. The fans are loving it as well. It couldn't be a better night for a semifinal college football playoff game.
All right, give us a pick on this game, and then I want to take a sneak peek at tomorrow night and then a little brief synopsis of the NFL playoffs coming down the pike. Give me a pick on tonight's game. What do you think?
I'm riding with Notre Dame. I think that their past year has prepared them better than Penn State. I think that they, you know, as a program, they've been in these moments before. I don't know. There's something about Notre Dame this season. I don't know if it's the coach or the past, seeing them beat Georgia and doing it in a creative way in a game where their offense wasn't ticking. Because sometimes that's it, Marty. It's just about finding a way to win. And last week, finding that way was a kick return and a couple turnovers. So, you know, in a game where your offense doesn't play well against a team like Georgia to still advance, I find that advantageous for the Irish. And being that they played a team like Georgia, and on the other side of this, Penn State, you know, they kind of had two easy matchups leading in. Is that going to affect them in this game? I'm not so sure, but I'm riding with the Irish here.
All right, what about Texas and Ohio State tomorrow? Boy, I tell you what. You and I and many others were wrong about Ohio State. Just goes to show you, you know, I mean, that Michigan-Ohio State game could throw a monkey wrench into your clear thinking. How do you see Buckeyes and Longhorns tomorrow night?
This is an interesting one, and I'm really curious to see what Texas does about Jeremiah Smith. Because Ohio State can kill you in a couple different ways. They can run the ball, and Jeremiah Smith can go off for 200 yards receiving and a couple touchdowns. I think he has to be doubled. For me, if Texas is going to win this game, they need to get a couple turnovers, and that's it. Quinn Ewers has been okay. He hasn't been, you know, as shocking us with unbelievable performances. If there's a team of the remaining four that can take down Ohio State, I believe that it is Texas. They play great competition all season long. They have a great quarterback. They have weapons. They are solid defensively. They're good on both sides of the ball, on the O-line and D-line. But Ohio State's been a beast. They put up 40-plus points in both their first two games. And to be honest, they probably played the two best teams out of all the other games that happened in the first two rounds. Texas struggled against Arizona State. They had a multiple-score lead and blew it. They had to win that game in overtime and really got blessed after that missed targeting call as well. So, look, I'm leading Ohio State. I would like to believe, as a Michigan fan, that Texas can get it done. And to be honest, I don't care how Ohio State has been playing. If they play the way they've been playing, they're going to win and they're going to cover -7.5. It won't even be a problem. But we've seen them kind of fall asleep in games. I mean, look at the Michigan game. Was it a fluke or not? We're going to find out. But as of right now, I'm going to go with Ohio State just based on the fact that, one, I faded them all playoffs and look where I am now, and two, just based on the way they've been playing, if they can keep that up, there's no one that can stop them in the Women's National Championship.
All right, let's do the NFL playoffs real quick. I'll let you out the door here in a couple minutes. I mean, Steelers-Ravens Saturday night in Baltimore, weather, it's on the bubble. I mean, they're saying maybe Virginia, maybe it creeps into, you know, the inner harbor of Baltimore, who knows, but I really like the Steelers' chances here. I think this is going to be a very snug game. Chargers, Texans, I mean, you know, home field, and then you creep ahead till Sunday. I don't know if it's going to get any better than Green Bay and the Eagles, and certainly the Buccaneers, Commanders, Broncos, Bills sets up a heck of a triple header on Sunday. Give me a quick overview of opening round, wild card weekend. Let me hear.
I don't hate the Chargers' chances to make it to the AFC Championship game. I don't think they can only beat the Texans. I think they're really capable of beating the Chiefs. So I have the Chargers winning this game, no doubt. I have them covering -3 as well. I think the Ravens roll the Steelers. The Steelers aren't strong enough offensively. They have a great defense. They have beaten the Ravens in the regular season. But when push comes to shove in Baltimore, the Ravens win this game, no doubt. Who I am slightly concerned for is the Eagles. They made the decision to rest all their major players in the final week, which is completely okay. It makes sense. We saw the Chiefs getting it as well. However, Green Bay was pretty much, I don't think it can be as a more similar spot than they were in last season, playing an NFC East team with two seeds, and here they are going on the road into the stadium. They won it with their defense against the Cowboys. They had pick sixes left and right. They shut them down completely and won that game convincingly in Dallas. The Eagles have to play well. They can't turn the ball over. Jalen Hurts has to show up, and they can't only rely on Saquon if they want to get it done. I think the Packers are going to feel comfortable in the spot. I think Jordan Love has been playing very well since November, and if they can get things going, if they can establish the run and really get after this Eagles defense, which has been playing very well, I like their chances. Eagles are right now -4.5. I'm not so sure about that. I think I'm taking the Packers on the spread. I like the Eagles to win outright. I think the Packers can cause problems, but ultimately, at home, I think they get it done. For me, though, honestly, I think this isn't being talked about. Commanders-Bucks, this, for me, is going to be the best round, the best game in this first round of the playoffs, no doubt. Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield, two unbelievable stories, two great offenses, and two defenses that, you know, it's give and take what you get with them. We're not so sure. I think this is going to be an absolute shootout. I love the over 15.5. And I would love the Bucs for me are a team that I think can go on a run here in the playoffs. I think they're going to cause anybody problems with McMillan, that 1-2 punch they have, and Dwight Buffy Irving as well, and Mike Evans. I mean, you can't stand up about the guy. 11 straight seasons, 1,000-plus yards. And that's going to be must-see TV, him versus Lattimore. They don't like each other at all. Let's see if there's drama that unfolds in the field.
Yeah, you might be right about that being the best game of the weekend, Commanders and Bucks. But Monday is not the weekend, and I'm telling you, Rams and Vikings is a absolute coin flip, crazy game, whether they play it in Glendale or at SoFi in Inglewood, California. Hey, you go, Ty. You've done your work. Great job out of you. Enjoy it tonight with your cohorts, and we will look forward to you talking to you tomorrow on a Football Friday. Great job there, Tyler.
Thank you, Marty. Talk tomorrow.
All right, good job. He'll join us tomorrow in his normal spot, and great job down at Miami Gardens tonight. He is in the catbird seat for a big one tonight. I don't know, folks. This flu thing, I don't know if it's just being, you know, who knows? I mean, you expect the broadcast to address it. If they don't, it means it's a nothing burger. But I mean, I heard it today, more than one, you know, one outlet suggesting that Notre Dame has got some reserves who have been battling it, and it just, you wonder if it's going to hit the team. But sounds like I'm being a Notre Dame apologist. Look at Penn State. I mean, these teams have played, what, 19 times in their history? Both of these teams are going back 30-plus years. 30-plus years. I mean, Joe Pa, we're going back to 88 and Holtz, national championship years. So Penn State, mid-80s, Notre Dame in 88, 19 previous meetings, 9-9-1. So tonight is the tiebreaker, so to speak. I think this potentially is a great matchup. I really do. You heard Tyler say weather conditions ideal. Drew Allar's been a hell of a quarterback for Penn State. I mean, he really has. He's mobile. He's big. He's accurate. But listen, these games, 9 times out of 10, come down to who doesn't make the most mistakes, who doesn't turn the football over, who can flip the field. Special teams always, and this is postseason. It's a playoff. Special teams cannot be, I think, overemphasized. You know, a big punt return. Notre Dame with a kick return against Georgia. I mean, that really, really took the air out of the Bulldog sails, as you heard Mike Griffith talk. So great job out of Mike. Great job out of Tyler. Me and Dom will finish up. I want Dom's opinion on the NFL playoffs as well. And some hot stove, Verlander with the Giants. What's that all about? We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight, we bring Dominic Jimenez into the fray. We appreciate his contributions as well. I just love running the games by other people's opinions. You know, you always learn something. Dom, welcome aboard. I do want to start with the Niners there in the Bay Area. Disappointing year, another DC, another defensive coordinator down the road. Give me your take on the Niners. Obviously, you know, in the Midwest, a lot of Kittle, a lot of Brock Purdy people who listen and interact with us. So I'm throwing them a bone. Where are you on the Niners right now before we get into the games? And then I want to do some baseball hot stove with you. So go ahead. Tell me on the Niners.
From a Niner fan perspective, wildly frustrated. This is a Super Bowl caliber team over the last 5 years, and they didn't win one, so it's wildly maddening in that regard. Kittle's going to get a nice extension. Brock Purdy's going to get paid. I don't think Brock Purdy is a $50 million quarterback. I don't think he's a $40 million quarterback, but the state of the quarterback market, he's going to get paid. So be it. Fine. Sure. Whatever. There are decisions that need to be made. It sounds like Charvarius Ward is going to leave in free agency, not because he has an issue with the Niners, but he's come out and said there's a lot of trauma associated with his family now in California. His wife's already moved out because she can't handle being there, and I get it. Losing a child, I'm not even going to pretend I know what that's like, but if I had an option to be somewhere other than where that happened, I don't blame him. There's rumors they're going to release Javon Hargrave, who they just signed like a year or two ago. What happens with Ayuk? What happens with Debo? There's decisions to be made for sure.
Interesting. So let's get to Purdy just for a second here. If the market's going to dictate his price, he's got some injuries. And that's got to factor into it here. And I'm not trying to take any starch out of the guy. I love his story. But the fact of the matter is, these injuries that he's encountered, these aren't your little garden variety. These could impact his ability to do what he has to do. And I agree with you. $50 million is crazy money, but you almost just have to just delete the money because it's goofy monopoly money to begin with. Are you worried about Purdy's ability to perform at a high level, given that he's now got some injuries to deal with?
I'm worried about his ability to perform at a top-tier level, period. Even when he's healthy, there are elements to Brock Purdy's game where he's improved. But overall, the play, and sure, you want to point out, oh, the receivers aren't as good as they were. He didn't have Trent Williams. He didn't have McCaffrey. Sure. Who's Josh Allen throwing it to? Now, I'm not comparing Brock Purdy to Josh Allen, but if we're going to talk about a guy who elevates the play of the guys around him or a guy who is reliant on having the playmakers available, Brock Purdy, when you put it in that glass, is not a top-tier caliber quarterback. I think he is a more mobile, more humble, slightly better Jimmy Garoppolo. I honestly think that might be the ceiling for Brock Purdy. Wow. And you know what? Jimmy Garoppolo, good enough to get you to a Super Bowl, not going to win you one. And so far, that's what Brock Purdy's done. He's hopefully got a long career ahead of him, but I'm not sold. The injuries, two elbow injuries, I understand how that's concerning. That's not what my biggest concern is. My biggest concern is what actually is his ceiling, because it seems like it's getting to the Super Bowl, but now that there's all these expectations on him, now that there will be the expectations of being paid handsomely, how does he handle that? Because this year, when there were more expectations on him, yes, again, all the moving pieces around him, sure. He still wasn't very good.
Interesting. All right, let's get to the bracket. Let's get to the NFC, and I don't want to call it the Detroit Lions Invitational, but that's what it's going to be. It is. I think Minnesota is going to get picked off by the Rams. I don't care if they play that game on Neptune. The Vikings, I don't know what it is. It's in their DNA, and I think it's infectious across that organization. That being said, hey, maybe Darnold and Jefferson go nuts and Addison and company, and they go crazy and they blow the Rams off the field, whether it's at SoFi or in Glendale, depending on the state of the fires in California. That being said, you know, Philadelphia, Green Bay, I mean, there's teams, you know, we have to harken back to last year to try to draw our comparisons. I just think Detroit's at one level, Dom, on the NFC side. And so I think it's really going to be who's going to be their fodder in the NFC championship game. Let me hear from you.
I think Detroit is definitely the best team in the NFC. But even in that Week 18 Monday night game, the Vikings were in the game the entire time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say that Detroit, it's going to be a cakewalk and it's who can present a tough matchup, let alone who can beat them. I don't think that's the case. I think there is a case to be made for every team actually in the NFC. The big concern I have for the Packers is who's going to play quarterback? Because if Jordan Love is healthy, let me rephrase that. If Jordan Love plays, he's not 100% healthy. His backup, Malik Willis, is not 100% healthy. You're going to need Jordan Love if the Packers are going to win. The defense has been pretty good this year. Josh Jacobs has been fantastic. That's a nice team when they're healthy. The Vikings, which Sam Darnold are you going to get? Are you going to get Jets Darnold, or are you going to get most of this season Darnold? You just don't know. There's question marks. Baker Mayfield, are you going to get Cleveland Baker Mayfield, or are you going to get Tampa Baker Mayfield? Jalen Hurts, I know he was concussed. He practiced Wednesday. What's his status going to be like? Are the Eagles going to choke again? If you'll recall, Marty, I almost called Baker Mayfield's stat line last year in the playoffs
when they upset the Eagles.
Is Sirianni going to choke again? NFC team has a huge question mark. Even the Lions, they were great this year. Fantastic. Phenomenal. They still have like 15 guys on IR. So I think it's wide open to an extent, but I think the Lions are still the favorites.
I remember watching that Tampa game going, where did I hear these numbers before? And then I kind of jarred my memory, and away we go. Hey, listen, I want to say this about Darnold. That game Monday night, I've never seen a guy, and you could see the frustration on Justin Jefferson. Every single pass he would overthrow, wide open. I don't know what he was doing. It's like there was helium in the football. It was the craziest thing I've seen. And so, yeah, you're right. His supporting cast in Minnesota is tenfold better than what he had with the Jets. But, man, he looked – I mean, I sat there and shook my head. You know where I'm going with this? He couldn't hit wide open Justin Jefferson, back of the end zone, right end zone corner, left end zone corner. It didn't matter. He overthrew everything. I don't know. That needs to get fixed. I don't know. You? Let me hear.
Yeah, and again, there's a reason that these guys – you know, him and Baker especially, have played for multiple teams in their career. And part of it is, yes, the instability and just generally poorly run franchises. You look at it, rookie quarterback on the Browns and a rookie quarterback on the Jets. Good luck to both of you. And they've gone on, they've matured, they've improved, they've found some stability in better run franchises. But there are still physical flaws that they exhibited that still exist. Baker can still get scrambly. Baker is still slightly undersized. Baker still tries to think he's got a Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen type arm, which he doesn't always have. Sam Darnold misses receivers. It's been a problem in the past. We've seen it in big games. It's been a problem this year. So how does Sam Darnold handle the lights is what the storyline I'm paying attention to. I think the Rams are wildly vulnerable. I know you and Tyler have hyped the Rams and the Cardinals up as wildly talented teams. As somebody who watches two full games of each of them every year, they're fine. The Rams have the Super Bowl pedigree, sure. But Matt Stafford is an old quarterback. Can he throw for 405 touchdowns? Yeah. Can also throw for 180 and a couple picks. So I think the Rams are beatable. It just all depends on what version of Sam Darnold you're going to get. Because like you said, Hockenson, Naylor, Addison, Jefferson, Aaron Jones on a one-year deal has been phenomenal this year.
Yep.
Minnesota's got the pieces to destroy the Rams. It's just can Sam Darnold get the ball to his great playmakers?
Yeah, that game is ready to toss up. That just tells me all I need to know. They're giving the Rams more than a puncher's chance. All right, we only got about a minute or two. You know, Verlander, Giants, I'm not going to insult you with, hey, who won the offseason, but, you know, the Dodgers came up huge. The Red Sox did A-OK. I thought the Yankees, who won the offseason so far?
I think it's the Dodgers, right?
I knew you were going to say that.
Like
I knew you were going to say it. I did.
Added Blake Snell, and I think moving forward until there is some kind of seismic shift. Now, yeah, sure, the Mets signed Soto. That's a big deal. But I think until there's some kind of seismic shift, the team that has Shohei Ohtani wins the offseason automatically. It's like a ripple effect. They won the offseason last year, and it's just going to keep going until he stops being good because he was such a prize to obtain and to acquire. I will say I actually like the Justin Verlander signing. I'd rather have Justin Verlander be my fourth or fifth starter than Keaton Wynn. That's not a knock on Keaton Wynn, better pitcher than I'll ever be. But he's not Justin Verlander, and we forget a couple years ago, Verlander almost won the Cy Young. So right. I like the signing. It's a one-year deal. Screw it. Why not?
Yeah, I don't think it hurts him. It shores him up here a little bit. And like I said, the pedigree's there. And, you know, if he's healthy, he has a chance to really be a formidable, you know, there have been a lot of guys. I mean, seriously. But a lot of guys that could reclaim their ability even post 40. I guess he's 41 years old. Dom, great job. We appreciate it. Dom Jimenez going through the NFL, doing some hot stove as well. All right, we'll do a two-minute drill coming up. Give you your thoughts on Notre Dame, Penn State, Texas, Ohio State, college football front and center, and then the baton switches on Saturday. Two games and then three on Sunday as we roll through wild card weekend. And who's most vulnerable? I mean, is it, you know, Baltimore? Does Pittsburgh come in there? Depends on weather there. You know, the Chargers going into Houston, the Texans have a chance to jump up and bite them. Herbert obviously has put up big numbers, Peyton Manning-esque numbers. In fact, he surpassed the 4 or 5 year totals of Peyton Manning. But it's going to come down to winning football games. That's what matters. You got to win games. You can put all the numbers you want, but you got to put up W's in the win column, right? All right, good job. We'll come back. Lots to get to in the two-minute drill. We'll try to run through it in fire drill fashion here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, 2 minutes real time, brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com. And when it comes to Geico, your business insurance, right? Take a look at your policy, start of a new year, kind of reevaluate it, and they want to talk to you at Geico Insurance, geico.com. All right, look at Notre Dame, Penn State. You know, it's two African-American coaches, James Franklin, who carries the knock and the numbers support. He can't win a big game. Can't is won't. He's due. I think Penn State's got a huge shot here tonight. I do. I'm not going to go down the flu bug road with Notre Dame. We'll see on that. But listen, Notre Dame comes in off a win over Indiana at home, which cannot be understated or overstated, I should say, because quite frankly, they just shut down the Hoosiers. They just shut them down. And Rourke, the quarterback, was just all over the place. I think he was playing hurt anyways, not to make excuses. And then, Notre Dame beat one of the best teams in the country, and that's Georgia. Now, Georgia, it wasn't the same Georgia team. First of all, you had Gunnar Stockton, the backup quarterback in there, Carson Beck down for the year, headed out of college into the pro draft, NFL draft in the spring. But the reality is this, they came a tougher road. But that being said, you could make the case that, Penn State convincingly over SMU with some athletes. Now, that weather was very, very tough on SMU. I mean, a Texas team playing north of the Mason-Dixon line, and with chilly temperatures, they just fish out of water. They really did. And then, obviously, Boise State, and you got to pay attention to what they did to the running game of Boise State, one of the most prolific runners in the country, Gentry, was, just literally, I mean, his numbers for the average guy is all right, but I mean, ultimately, they limited him to 3 and 4 and 5 yard gains, where he was a walking, talking first down every time he touched the ball. But Boise State ran into the deep end of the pool with Penn State. I don't know. I think the game is right. It's a coin flip. My heart says Notre Dame. My head probably says slight advantage to Penn State. Riley Leonard has been great. Alar is a great quarterback. He is very, very good. I mean, I won't go great, a little hyperbole there, but a very solid quarterback. So I don't know. I'll take a pass on that. Tomorrow night, I just think it's going to be Ohio State. They got the mojo going. They answered all the critics in the affirmative. They just look like a well-oiled machine right now, and they just have so many athletes and just so many ways they can beat you. And if Ryan Day could just stay out of his own way and let Chip Kelly dial up the offense,
I think Will Howard and company is going to roll for the Buckeyes. So, you know, I'm going to give you an all Big Ten final. Let me give you Ohio State, and let me give you a Penn State in an all Big Ten national championship game on January 20th in Atlanta. Great job out of Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, along with Tyler Levine and Dominic Jimenez. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening and the overnight here on Sports Byline. Adios.